This is an AeroNews Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Frank Robinson's promise for the R-66 turbine helicopter to be under $1 million has been kept, with over $200,000 to spare. Boeing and the U.S. Missile Defense Agency report the successful demonstration of the ALTB, or Airborne Laser Testbed, saying it was used to engage and destroy a ballistic missile during its boost phase in a test off the California coast. John Uzakai, president and CEO of Aspen Avionics, has started a blog to describe the decisions that are going into retrofitting a three-panel Evolution flight display into his DA-40. The Washington House of Representatives is considering a bill that would replace the state's annual registration fee for aircraft with a dramatically higher annual excise tax, dramatically as in up to 17,000% higher. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has promised the Senate will set aside a week in March to debate FAA reauthorization. A group of business and economic development interests calling itself the Aerospace Alliance is lobbying the DoD to split the upcoming KCX tanker contract between Boeing and Northrop Grumman and Eads because it would create more jobs in four southern states. NASA reports the successful launch Thursday of SDO for Solar Dynamics Observatory, which is expected to give scientists unprecedented detail on the inner workings of the sun. The National Air Transportation Association has developed a new maintenance organization honor. It's similar to an existing FAA program, but NATA says the paperwork for the FAA's honor is so daunting that candidates are kept away. And charity flights are always rewarding, but they're not always this cool. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves offers an easy, safe test to see what your best options will be if you suffer an in-flight engine failure. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.